I hate this desert heat. At least it's dry heat. You know, now is not the time to brag about your temperature regulator, Astrid. Where the hell did you get that anyway? No one told me that there were still bodies on that ship. Well, someone should have notified me. Yes, I know I'm not the leader. Fuck, there is no leader. But someone should have sent a message over the comm about it. No, it is a big deal. It means that no one has been through here yet, especially since you found a temperature regulator on one of the bodies. There have been no other scavengers. This is Magnolia. I was just informed that... Astrid, what? I can't hear you. Over and out. What is it? Why is it a secret that bodies were found? Tell me! Oh, don't lie. Tell me the truth. That's not possible. So there were no bodies. There were, but you saw him burying them? Oh, fuck. Wait, so the temperature regulator. It was on the guy who was burying the bodies? Where is he? Why didn't you kill him? No, it might not be wartime, but we know what men are capable of. But the entire point of World War IV was to get rid of men so that we could finally all live in peace. We wanted to put an end to all of their violence. Yes, killing him would be a violent act, but it would be to ensure peace. No. It's not like fucking for virginity, though. Because how is this any different than when we killed all the men during the war? I don't agree. And I don't think it's a good idea. That I do agree with. Right? I haven't seen anything that could lead to a source of water. Maybe we should just get back to the car, wait for it to finish recharging, and then search for water up in the air. Instead of walking around in this sweltering, barren wasteland. Thanks so much for mentioning your temperature regulator again. Really, truly. I cannot wait for air conditioning. Once the car is recharged. Hopefully we'll find water right away while up in the sky. Then we can go home, get some real food, instead of just the granola that we have.
This is Adriana. We have found water. The coordinates are 33 degrees, 52 minutes, 54.7176 seconds north. 115 degrees, 54 minutes, 2.34 seconds west. Over and out.
Speak of the devil! Okay, let me see where that is. Holy shit! We're 5 minutes away on foot. Oh, yes! We need to celebrate this. There was so much water. Oh, I know how we can celebrate. By killing that man that you found. Okay, so let's say that you managed to protect him. But then he gets loose. And he goes on a rape and murder spree. Well, Dad was different. He wasn't like most men. You are going to take me to this guy right now. Relax. I probably won't kill him. I will make sure that you took all precautions so he can't escape. You can't just keep a man as a pet. Buckle up. We're about to land the car. Anymore. It's crazy that you have to use yours now that you brought him here. You know, he could just break the glass if he escapes, right? Anyway, where is he? naked like this when you found him? Okay, true. So there's a hole in the bottom of the chair and like a chamber pot under it. Are you really going to keep emptying that out? Maybe there's a better solution. You answer his question. Tell him that he can't have a blanket. I don't want to associate with something who is capable of such violence. That's not the same, Astrid. We went over this. Killing him is for the greater good. Fuck it. To answer your question, yes, we will kill you most likely. You can't promise him that. What if we need to do it? Then you better make sure that he stays completely contained. Here, we'll take shifts watching him, for today at least, just so I can see if we'll be safe leaving him alive. Well, what's an easier way to tell than that? Where the hell did you get a lie detector from? Wow, this guy had everything on him. Or this stuff was on the bodies he buried. Do you know how it works? Okay, set it up. Can I ask a question now? Are you going to hurt anyone? Does that mean that he lied? Okay, good. You asked something. Do you know of any other men that are alive? How long have you been on your own? No, I think you can, Astrid. It worked. So I don't think it only needs to be a yes or no question. So since the war? I don't feel good about this. Think about how good his survival skills must be. And he's got to be clever. You're too passive. How can you trust him so easily? Who says the machine is even accurate? This is so ridiculous. You're going to bed? Okay, I'll watch him then. No, I do need to. I'm not going home and leaving you here with him in your house. I will suit myself. Good night. I really should kill you. Why the hell do you look scared? After everything that you saw during the war? After escaping somehow? After surviving this long? Does death really scare you? I'm sorry to hear that. Want to know a secret? Lie! Yes, you do want to know. While all the men are supposed to be eradicated, I still never feel completely safe. I'm not paranoid or anything. It's just a small logical part of my brain that tells me that there could be some stragglers out there, or women will succumb to the same folly as men. Because of those thoughts, I have this. See the box on my ring? Did you ever see the movie Hellraiser? It's a really old classic from before we could walk inside of movies and live them ourselves. It's 2D. Nice! I'm glad, because then you will understand this a little bit. Obviously, it doesn't work like the box in the movie, but it does something a little similar. Have you heard of the nightmare dimension? Well, that's a translation from Latin. I will take that expression as a yes! 99.9% of people never went there. And most people don't believe in anything that they haven't seen with their own eyes. But I think you still believe it exists. Lie. Yes, you do. This opens a portal to it. Then I can send people there. So why this instead of just killing them myself? If we had a whole war to get rid of violence, there's no way they would let a murderer be free to roam around. Thus, instead of killing, I leave behind no evidence. Now, as you might know, if you go to the nightmare dimension, that's certain death. I've caught glimpses of what exists beyond the veil, and I can confirm that place really does consist of creatures from people's nightmares. I could talk about that and everything else about this ring all night long, but I don't feel like it. I just want you to know that I can send you there. So think about that whenever you get the impulse to do something that I wouldn't be happy with. Why shouldn't I believe that? World War IV served an important purpose. Why have we have killed off the men if they weren't a danger to society? Yes, you all are. Yes, I did lose someone in the war. My dad. No, he wasn't, but he... Fine, not all men were a danger, but there was no way to know which ones would become a danger. Look, we all had to make sacrifices for the greater good. Many men happily turned themselves in. They agreed that without you guys, we could have a more peaceful world. That was the ultimate sacrifice! And you were a coward. You hid! Don't tell me the war was a mistake. Astrid, my sister, she was already a widow, but she lost her son in the war. My nephew! Everyone that is still alive had to say goodbye forever to the boys and men that they knew. We all grieved. That wasn't for nothing. It had to be done. Are you really apologizing to me? Thank you. I appreciate that you can at least understand why I feel so strongly about this. Why would you want to hug me? I want you dead. True. A hug would be nice, but not from you. Thanks. Wait, you can't even hug me because of how you're restrained. No, I'm not hooking myself up to the lie detector. Fine. As long as I get to kill you if this is pointless. What now? It's not that I think you're a bad person. It's that men are capable of terrible things. Yeah, you would hurt me if I untied you. I'm not in denial! Fine. You possibly are a good guy. Yes, you seem like a good guy. What the hell? No, I'm not answering that. Yes, okay. I think you're attractive. No, I really do not want you to hug me. This is so stupid. I'm turning this thing off. Is this a trick? Well, I mean that you are tied up here, probably for the rest of your life. So you're trying to find a way to get free, right? I am the last person who would fall for this. Then why are you doing this? I see. Okay, that makes sense, I guess. I'm on edge. So the last time you even saw a woman was during the war. That was a long time ago. A long time to be in isolation. Fuck it. I'll give you a hug. Why do you smell so fresh? Of course my sister bathed you. Why am I not surprised? You're welcome. So, I can't believe I'm saying this, but I sometimes do miss men, I guess. Don't start. I don't want to hear it. It just feels good to talk about this shit, and I have no one to talk about it with. Yep, except for you. I can't believe I'm talking about it at all. I miss... Never mind. I don't even trust you. But whatever. I'll vent to you. I miss sex. Well, I could have guessed that you do. Oh God, I knew that was coming. We can't. For so many reasons. It probably isn't even legal since you're not even supposed to be alive. Plus, you're a prisoner. So that feels wrong ethically. Something just feels wrong about being intimate with a man after everything that's happened. And what if I got pregnant? So now you don't want to. I'm a little surprised that you didn't even try to talk me into it. That's... Wow. Maybe you are a good guy. Maybe we can. Part of me was hoping that you would talk me into it. Well, I know now that you aren't that kind of person. So, are we doing this? All right, then. You are going to stay restrained, and I will have to be on your lap. Well, I haven't done this in a long time, and I don't even know you. I figured all that needed to come off was my pants, and I can just scoop my panties to the side. Fine. I'll take everything off, but only because you haven't been near a woman in a long time. Fuck, I'm not even wet enough. I forgot about the foreplay part. If we're gonna fuck, then I'm going to need to ride your face. Here, let me tip the chair over so that your head's on the floor. Okay. All right. Oh, make sure to keep working on my clit. Oh, God, fuck, I missed this. Oh. You keep doing that. That's really nice. Okay. Okay, now you can stick your tongue into my pussy. Oh. I miss blowjobs. Fuck, I miss the sound of a man moaning. I haven't 69 in years. I think I'm ready now. I'm gonna tip the chair back up. Okay. Let me just... Okay. The foreplay worked like a charm. I am so wet. You just slid right in. Fuck. I miss this the most. I love cock. I love your cock. Oh, God. I want to keep you around just for this. Oh, I also love how helpless you are right now. A lot of guys didn't want me to be in control in bed. Oh, man. might not be a teenager anymore, but I miss hickeys. Tell me when you need me to get off you, because you can't. Fuck! Did you just... Let me see. Oh, shit! This was not a good idea. How is there so much cum? It's on your lap now? Oh, God, and there's just a lot leaking out of my pussy. Okay, despite that, tonight was actually really nice. I needed this. I'm gonna go get some stuff to bathe you. Before I leave the room to do that, I feel like I should kiss you. I just want this to feel like normal, natural intimacy. Not something born of want, need, solitude, and desperation. Thank you for tonight.